This is Near FM
90.3.
This is Northside Today with me, Victoria, and joining me on the line is Nicholas Macken. Nicholas will be telling us all about his world premiere of his new play, I Poured the Tea. Good afternoon, Nicholas. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Victoria.
Good. Where are you at the moment, Nicholas?
I'm seated at work in Dublin 4 in the solicitors firm I work for.
Oh, very good. So you're a man of many talents, I gather. Is that true?
Well, I hope so. I guess that's for others to judge.
Of course. Well, give us a background to your new play, and it's called I Poured the Tea, which is about a group of Northsiders who are at the heart of the Irish banking crisis in 2008. It sounds great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, look, I'll give you the background. Mm-hmm. There's two components to it. Firstly, the whole banking crisis piece. Like everybody else, I experienced the banking crisis. I suddenly saw that every man, woman and child in the country had a debt of $16,150. Thought to myself, well, not quite sure why I've got that debt. I'm not sure I did anything here.
Wow.
And like everybody else, I was quite bemused by the fact that nobody seemed to be taking the blame for it, that everybody seemed to evade it all. So I thought it would be a very amusing idea and a very absurd idea if it was all blamed on the catering staff. So the basic plot of the piece is that two Northsiders, Seamus and Boxer, work for a catering company that were present at every significant event in the banking crisis, and that those in power managed to position them to take the fall. So it essentially then becomes the story of Seamus and Boxer. There's a positivity to it, in that there's a great sort of friendship and camaraderie and support between the two characters, and being married to a Northsider and having experienced all of that, that's very much what I experienced. And I kind of wanted to sort of celebrate that sort of Northside element in the play.
Brilliant, because you can't beat the Dublin Northside wit, can you, Nicholas? I mean,
you certainly can't.
Yeah, it's fabulous, and it always puts a smile on all of our faces when we experience it. So it's a comedic look back at the familiar and absurd Irish banking crisis in a play that shows resilience and depth of friendship of Dublin's Northsiders as they struggle to survive extraordinary events not of their making. So where is it on?
It's on Smock Alley Boys Theatre. Mm-hmm. It runs from Independence Day, the 4th of July, through to the 16th. So there's 11 showings, and it's at 8 o'clock in the evenings.
Okay, and where is Smock Alley? I have been to it. It's in town, is it?
It is. It's just on the edge of Temple Bar, right on the Liffey.
Okay, fabulous. So it's accessible to all in Dublin city centre. Now tell us about the actors who play these guys.
Okay, well, the two lead characters, Seamus is played by Jason Gilroy. Jason is quite a well-known actor.
Okay.
He's had many appearances on Fair City, for example.
Right.
He's also appeared on stage at The Gate, as well as sort of other productions.
Okay.
So he'd be quite a well-known actor. He's also got a number of film credits to his name.
Yeah.
Matthew O'Donnell plays Boxer. Matthew is more an emerging actor. He's had a piece on a role on RTE's Dead Still fairly recently.
Okay.
Matthew graduated from drama school about 3 years ago, of course, straight into the middle of COVID. Not the ideal start for anybody starting their career.
Especially not people from that sector, the actors and entertainment. They really, suffered, I'm sure. Matthew is delighted to be appearing in this play.
Yeah, he's a very talented young actor. It's his first professional theatre role, so he's absolutely delighted, and we're absolutely delighted to have him. He's doing a great job.
Excellent. And I hope to go and see it now. So it's on in the boys' school at Smock Alley on July 4th to 16th at 8 p.m.
Correct.
So can our listeners purchase tickets at the door, or how do you go about getting tickets for this play?
A number of ways. They can go to smockalley.ie and purchase it from the box office online, or they can physically go into Smock Alley and purchase it that way.
Okay.
There's also a link from fairdinkumtheatre.ie, my own website.
Okay.
I poured the tea page. There's a link then across to Smock Alley. So there's a number of ways of getting to the same point.
Okay. How long did it take you to bring this to fruition, this play?
A long time.
Okay.
I wrote it in 2018, 2019. Mm-hmm. It got a rehearsed reading at About Face in November 2019. It was very well received at that. And I've been trying to stage it ever since, but of course COVID has simply got in the way.
Mm-hmm.
But we finally managed to get it live now, which is really exciting.
Oh, it's so exciting. And hopefully it will be a great success for you. And can you tell us a little bit about the play? I mean, it is a comedic look back at the absurd Irish banking crisis, but the characters... Seamus and Boxer, do they, you know, is it sad, is it funny, is it, you know, what is the mix like between the two of them?
Yeah, well, it's I mean the comedy is paramount, but mm-hmm. I mean the characters do of course develop all the way through it.
Yeah,
you know, and it starts off with really but they feel that they're on an all-expenses paid holiday to a tropical island, and they're convincing themselves that they're in paradise, where in a five-star hotel room, where it's very evident to the audience who can, you know, see the set, see the surrounds, that they're on a very desolate, deserted, barren rock in the middle of the ocean, effectively.
Oh.
So there's that sort of denial, and throughout the play, there's a sort of general realisation that sort of slowly dawns on them where they are and what's happened to them.
Okay.
And that's the sort of development. So it does get a little bit more serious as the thing goes on and that sort of realisation hits them.
Right. I'm just reading a couple of things here. Humour, excellent script, brought home to me again what took place and the effect on the Irish people. That's really important.
Yeah. It was nice. I mean, that feedback comes from the reading it got at About Face. And it was nice for me to see that I had captured that sort of feeling and that it rang true for the Northsiders, because, I mean, as you can appreciate, I'm Australian.
Yeah.
So to be able to have caught that was really important for me, so I was delighted I was able to do that.
Yeah, that's great. Also, people say, loved it, great surprises. I liked the positivity and the simple things. It felt real for the Northsiders. And that's
exactly.
Feedback.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like, you know, you really did capture it there. Can you chat to me a little bit more about the debt that we all racked up, €16,150?
Yeah.
It sounds just mind-boggling.
That was the amount of the bailout of banks divided by the population of the country, and that's what it came out as.
Mm.
And I mean, we'll be paying that off for generations. You know, that's still all going on in the background.
Yeah, we forgot. I mean, like, a lot has happened since 2008, but it's still having an impact on people's lives to this day. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. I mean, any time I've mentioned what the play is about, people have sort of nodded wisely and you know, they still seem to remember it and feel it pretty keenly. I don't think it's lost its relevance.
Right, okay. So it's on at the boys' school at Smock Alley, and it starts at 8 p.m. The tickets are 15 to 9 euros, is that correct?
Yeah, 15 is the full price and 9 euros the concession.
The concession, okay. And the running time is approximately 110 minutes. And people can look up your different social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok and YouTube, and the hashtag #PourTheTea. I look forward to going to see it, Yeah, I love live theatre. There's nothing like it. And because we've been so deprived of it over the last while, it's a real treat to go and see a live performance, especially in theatre. So I would like to thank you for joining us on the line. Nicholas, it was a pleasure to speak to you, and the very best of luck with it. And have you anything else planned for the future?
I certainly do. I've got another four shows up my sleeve. I'm not entirely decided which one to do next, but the likelihood it'll be one called Bojo Gets It Done, which is, again, it's a slightly absurd take, but this time it's on Brexit and sort of everything that's been happening in the UK. But I've made the chief character in that an Irish immigrant, just to add a bit of Irish flavour to it.
Oh, brilliant. You obviously have a love of the Irish, do you?
Oh, absolutely.
And how long are you here, Nicholas? You were saying you're from Australia.
Yeah, I've been here since 94. I did have 2 years back in Australia and came back in 2009 just in time to see everything collapse.
Yes, yeah. How did you find that, the transition from, you know, coming back to probably what was a lovely time in Australia then to 2009, which everything was unravelling at that stage, wasn't it really?
It was. I mean, it was very different to the island that I'd left in sort of January 2007, so it was incredibly different. But to be honest, and this is going to sound absurd being Australian, but I was homesick. Irish had become home in the in that period from 1994 to 2007. So
okay, and why did
I was just glad to get home.
Yeah, why did you decide to go back to Australia at that time in 2007?
Mostly because my parents were elderly and there was just sort of, well, to be frank about it, emotional pressure to return. So
yeah, and then you came back. You came back in 2009.
Yep, we did. That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
And you think you made the right decision by doing that?
I literally haven't looked back.
Oh, that's great to hear. That's really brilliant. Yeah, I've never been to Australia. I would love to go. It's something that's on my bucket list. I just want to swim in the sea there, actually, with the sharks.
Yeah, there's certainly plenty to see.
Yeah, plenty to see. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, best of luck with your next project, which is... Bogo Gets It Done, and Bojo Gets It Done, and it's all about that'll be an interesting one. So when do you hope to get that on stage?
Well, next year. I want to really want to see how we go staging this one at this time of year. And I mean, advance ticket sales are through the roof, so it looks to be very successful.
Great.
And so I would expect to probably do it this time next year.
Okay, brilliant. Well, we look forward to that too. And maybe you'll come on and we'll give you a shout out here at Near FM, and you can tell us all about it when it is ready to go out live. Okay, Nicholas, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Brilliant.
And
thanks,
I wish you the very best of luck. And yeah, I look forward to seeing it. It's I Poured the Tea, and it's by Nicholas Macken, and it's on in the Boys' School at Smock Alley from July 4th to 16th at 8 p.m. Brilliant, Nicholas. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your day, and keep on trucking, as they say, and best of luck with everything, all your endeavours. Thank you
very much.
Okay,
bye.
This is Near FM
90.3.